Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Mark Spencer, and Mark is a legend in the theater world of Northwest Indiana, and particularly at Westside High School. Mark, do you still call it Westside Theater Guild?
Yes, it's the Westside Theater Guild, 20 years strong.
And so you have been there for 20 years now.
Well, I've been in the corporation for 26 years. I started the program about 21 years ago.
And that was coming out of your being a faculty member at Westside High School?
Yes. Yeah. I was just trying to get my bearings, finding out how I could make some type of contribution outside of the regular workday, out of the regular curriculum, because the kids seemed to be so eager to do more, and I needed to figure out how I can apply those skills with their interest.
And you've been very successful at doing that.
Very grateful. The community has received our work very well. Initially, we were just with fingers crossed, hoping for 15 or 20 kids. Mm-hmm. And out of the gate, we had maybe 200 kids showing up for auditions throughout the entire city. Mm-hmm. And then the rest, as they say, is history. So I'm quite grateful for the support.
So these projects are not just limited to Westside High School?
No. 8 through 80 is our motto. And beyond. We should add that. So, no, it's for our young people, of course, primarily, but for their neighbors and parents as well. And we've utilized just about everyone.
How many big shows do you do a year?
Well, now with the adjustments and our experiences with our current status, we do approximately 4 major projects. They run concurrent with the school year. So we're talking roughly September, October, then a December performance, then early spring, and then summer, somewhere in there. Just 4 major hits a year is what we attempt to do.
So the big one coming up is The Wiz.
Yes, The Wiz is a piece that we're actually reviving from the Westside Theater Guild. We produced that April of this year. Mm-hmm. And my alma mater, Indiana University Northwest, the Performing Arts Department, had a relationship with bringing some of my works to their physical plant. Mm-hmm. And now with this wonderful new facility, we're reviving The Wiz in the upcoming weeks. And with that, we're very excited to reproduce this work. And
so this is going to be at the new Arts and Sciences building.
Yes.
On the campus at IU.
Absolutely. And I'm totally jazzed and excited about it. And the kids are, and community members that are involved as well. So, yeah, that's a big piece for us and very interesting to remount. I don't remount often. So when the puzzle pieces go back and the wardrobe goes into its own direction and mothballs, you know, take effect, I move on to other things. And to bring it back, it's just very interesting. It's like a lucid dream.
Mark, Westside High School's auditorium is enormous, though.
Yes, it is, actually.
How many seats?
2,000 seats.
Okay,
it's a
barn. You're talking about the 500-seat
theater. On Broadway, the brand new facility.
Is that what they're calling it on Broadway, the theater program?
Well, what they refer to it as is Theater Northwest, and its main stage is what they refer to it as.
Okay.
And
okay.
It's in the Arts and Sciences building on Broadway.
Yeah. That's a beautiful building.
It is.
And I'm just, I only mentioned that. So you have to scale down somewhat in order to fit on that stage.
Yes,
right?
And redirecting is interesting because I like to call it a thrusty environment, apron plus.
Yeah,
we're having to reblock because everything was proscenium and then upstage, and we rocked it from there. But now a lot of what we're doing with a permanent thrust, I have to redirect some things because we have 3/4 now to play to, and going beyond the proscenium, which is fine. It's just again, as I said, pulling the mothballs off. It's an adjustment, and it's fun, and that's what we're doing.
And you get to have primarily the same cast?
Yes, we pull the family back together, and they're excited about it because they're county folks. They're from Northwest Indiana, and they're happy to share their craft with the neighbors.
I loved that. I saw The Wiz when it was first touring back in the 70s, it would have been, I guess.
Yes.
Andre DeShields was, what was Andre DeShields? Was he the Wizard of Oz, or was he the Scarecrow or something?
I thought DeShields was the Wiz, but I'm going to have to check Wikipedia just to make sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. But no, he's a legend in the industry, and Stephanie Mills, I know for sure, was Dorothy.
Sure.
And it was just a wonderful experience. I got to see the revival of that in 84 as a kid. I was a student at Emerson School for the Visual and Performing Arts, and they bust us out there. And since then, as a 14-year-old, that show's been on my bucket list to actually produce. And finally, this past year, I got a chance to...
So you never had before.
I produced The Wizard of Oz, L. Sure. Frank Baum's The Wizard of
the
Oz,
traditional.
The traditional wonderful Wizard of.
Yeah.
But The Wiz, the you know the one that's got a little sauce and pepper to it.
Yeah.
You know, I only got to do it last year, and I was excited about it.
And that music is kind of right out of disco. And
it is.
Didn't Diana Ross play Dorothy in the movie?
Yes, she did. The Motown production, produced by the kind of people at Motown. Yeah, she did it in 1978.
Yeah. Oh, well, that was the height of the disco.
There it is.
My favorite epoch.
Mine as well. Stack shoes and all.
We have to go, but thank you for being here. We'll be watching for The Wiz at the Arts and Sciences Building on Broadway.
Excited.
At UN. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.